Right now, though, we turn our attention to public safety. Relations between communities in the Central Valley and police departments seem to be at a boiling point. Protests and counter-protests have taken place several times this summer in Fresno, Bakersfield, and other communities. The Fresno Police Department has an independent auditor who's supposed to keep an objective set of eyes on the department and help build community trust in policing. But as Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports, some are questioning if that position is getting the job done.
For about the last 6 years, Fresno's independent police auditor has been reviewing police-involved shootings and other excessive use of force complaints. But with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement, the addition of police-worn body cameras, and heightened scrutiny on officer behavior, some are questioning if his role should be expanded. Richard Gomez is with the Fresno Center for Nonviolence. He says the auditor has not had the impact promised because his authority is too limited. For example, lacking the power to issue his own subpoenas or do his own investigations.
They need to take the chains off him, allow him to do the job, allow him to investigate, so that he can do his job better. Right now, he's looking over paperwork.
Currently, the auditor, Rick Rasmussen, reviews the cases at his home in Salt Lake City. He does not conduct his own investigation. Instead, he examines the results of FPD's internal affairs report to determine if a shooting followed policy. He also double-checks citizen complaints about mistreatment, profiling, and use of force. But again, he does not talk to the officers or witnesses in either case. It's not just community activists that are raising the possibility of reviewing the role of the auditor. It's now an issue in the Fresno mayoral race. Fresno County Supervisor and mayoral candidate Henry Perea agrees that it may be time to reassess the role and scope of the auditor.
In my mind, having a part-time auditor that lives in another state, that doesn't cut it for me. Okay, how can you possibly be engaged in what's happening in this community if you're part-time and you live somewhere else? So I would change that dynamic immediately.
Perea says that as Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer nears retirement age, voters need to consider the direction of the department because the next mayor will likely appoint his replacement. For his part, Dyer believes the current arrangement has been helpful to the department. He's opposed to expanding the oversight power of the police auditor, especially when it comes to granting the position subpoena power.
We have a number of other people within the criminal justice system that have that authority, the district attorney's office, the grand jury, the FBI, the state attorney general's office, and I think that's where those powers should be reserved for.
Dyer says he thinks the auditor has been effective, putting an extra set of eyes on the department and making sure policies are up to current standards. Fresno City Councilmember and mayoral candidate Lee Brand was on the council when the position was initially established. He supported an auditor at the time and says he's okay with how the position has played out.
Provides a degree of independence and other changes like body cameras and an aggressive effort by our new district attorney to follow up on things. I think, at least at this point in time, I'm comfortable with what we have now, the model we're using.
And even those highly critical of the police have given the auditor some credit for bringing hard-to-find information, such as racial data on police detentions, into the public and causing the police department to more closely examine its policies. And the policies are the key part, according to auditor Rick Rasmussen. The auditor can only determine if a certain action, say an officer-involved shooting, followed the department's existing policy. But he's also in the position to try and convince the department to change those policies if they're out of date or do not function as intended.
I mean, I don't know a person that if you ask, hey, would you like a pay raise and more power, would say no to that. But for what my task is and what the community has decided their version of oversight should be, I feel that I have sufficient powers to be able to adequately oversee the police department and enact change.
Rasmussen points to the addition of body-worn cameras as one of the signs of success. He says they were among his first recommendations and have proven to be useful in reviewing police shootings. At least two officer-involved shootings have been captured by police body cameras since they began rolling out last year, including the controversial shootings of two unarmed men, Freddie Centeno and Dylan Noble. Concerns over police oversight and behavior are clearly part of the political conversation, but whether that actually influences how people vote will be made clear in November. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.